Good day, everybody. Today's topic is Dr. Jesus. Our Bible verse is Matthew 8:14-17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and that fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When she even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out all the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Our key verse is Matthew 8:15. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. A man was shot in the stomach during the Civil War. His intestine became rotten, and he was lying on the hospital bed, sick and about to die. While in this condition, he had a dream one night that a man came to him. The man put on doctor's overall, stethoscope, and had a tray in his hand. In the tray was a brand new intestine. In that dream, the doctor removed his rotten intestine and fixed a new one. The patient asked him, Who are you? And he said, I am Dr. Jesus. Jesus is the great physician. He heals more than the best doctors on earth. Jesus healed all the sick people that were brought to him. If you are sick, ask Jesus to heal you. Isaiah said that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, took away our sins and sicknesses. Sin is the greatest sickness of man. Satan, sin, and sickness are friends that often go together to afflict boys and girls who refuse to repent of their sinful ways. So turn away from sin now and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Then all other good things of life, like healing, health, prosperity, and others, shall be added unto you. In today's text, it explains that in the Civil War, there were people who fought for their lives and for their country. There was a certain man who got shot in the stomach during the Civil War, and his intestine became rotten. He was inside the hospital, lying there, waiting to die. He needed a new intestine, but nobody had one to give him. The doctors couldn't heal him. One day, that man had a dream that a doctor came and gave him a new intestine. And that doctor said that he was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will not seem to you as a doctor, but he is a doctor. He heals all the sick. He heals all the people that are possessed with evil. He's the doctor that can heal us from all the evil, all the spiritual evil. What are the spiritual evils? The spiritual evils in this world is sin. Sin is the only spiritual evil, and the only cure, the only person that can cure us is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our doctor for sin. He's Dr. Jesus for sin. He's the only one that can heal us from sin. That is why he is called Dr. Jesus. Only him can heal us from sin. Not the best doctors in the world can heal us from sin. God is greater than the best doctors. He's your doctor. Come to him. Let him reign in your life. Let him heal you. He's your doctor, physician, nurse, dentist, and all of those things. But most of all, he's the doctor to sin. He take away our sins. He wants to take away our sins. That is why he wants to be our doctor. That is why he wants us to come to him so he can have a chance to heal us. He wants to heal us. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, took away our sins and sicknesses because he wants to show us that he is a doctor and because he loves us and he wants to heal us. Let us be healed from sin, because sin is the greatest sickness of man. Sin is the greatest sickness that Adam and Eve have made. Let us be a patient of Dr. Jesus. Come to him today. Do not refuse to repent of your sinful ways, just like sinful boys and girls. Sin, Satan, and sickness are friends that often go together to get into the lives of sinful boys and sinful girls. Accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Get healed from sin. All other good things of life will be added unto you if you accept him as your Savior and Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that he will heal you from every sickness that you have in your life and your family's life in the name of Jesus. Our further reading is Isaiah 53:4-6. Our prayer is, Dr. Jesus, heal me, my family and my friends of all my sicknesses. My name is E. Oluwa Emmanuel Akombi. Remain blessed and God bless you.